here. Overall, the message I learned tonight was 1. Witnessing how Dr. Hulan transformed the lady's energy from complaining to that of gratitude. 2. I got to see how I judged the lady and the water. 3. Understanding the system he uses to clear himself and how powerful that is for all of us to use. 4. To remember to say thank you and I love you more often.
I began the dinner by spontaneously explaining how I learned of the mystery therapist who healed an entire ward of mentally ill patients. I had everyone's attention. I invited people to ask questions as Dr. Hulan and I held a public discourse, much like Socrates and Plato might have done, only I felt more like Plato than Plato. Dr. Hulan began by saying, people ask questions like, well, what about beliefs? What about emotions? What about that sort of stuff? I don't deal with those things. I don't deal with how come kind of crap. But you are going to ask me that, so I have to deal with it. But it's like if I reach over and I touch something and it burns me quickly, immediately I lift my hand up. So when something comes up, even before it comes up, I've already taken my hand off. It's like before I walked into this room. This room is sacred. Before I walked in, I made sure that I talked to the room. I asked the room its name because it has a name. Then I said to the room, is it okay for me to come in to the room? The room said, okay, I can come in. But let's say the room said, no, you're kind of, excuse the language, crappy. So then I get to look at myself, do what I need to do, so that when I come as I come, as you hear that old phrase about physicians, heal thyself. So I want to make sure that I want to come in healed, problem-free, at least for a moment. I interrupted Dr. Hulan to set the stage for everyone. I wanted everyone to know who he was and why we were there. What we were doing was spontaneous and free form. I advised everyone to relax and stay open. With Dr. Hulan, you never know what will be said or done. He asked everyone why someone would get breast cancer. No one could answer. Neither could he. He pointed out that there are millions of bits of information floating around in any moment, but we aren't aware but of maybe 20 bits at any one time. It was a reoccurring theme with him. But it was the essence of his message. We don't have a clue. Science has no certainty of what's going on in our life, he explained. Even mathematics is unclear because of zero. In the end of the book, Zero, The Biography of a Dangerous Idea, the author concludes, all the scientists know is that cosmos was spawned from nothing and will return to nothing from whence it came. The universe begins and ends with zero. Dr. Hulan went on to say, so I have taken the universe of my mind back to zero. No data on it. You hear different kinds of ways of putting it, void, emptiness, purity. I don't care what you call it. My mind is back to zero now. No matter what is coming up, even when I am not even aware of it, the process I am going to talk about is constant, incessant zeroing so that I can be at zero. I could see most people were riveted by Dr. Hulan, but some were, like me, still in the dark. But Dr. Hulan kept going, saying, what happens is that only when your mind is at zero is where creation can take place, and it's called inspire. In Hawaiian, this inspire is called ha. So if you've ever been to Hawaii, the word ha means inspiration. Of the word Hawaii is the word ha, and y is water, and I in Hawaii is the breath and the water of the divine. This is what the word Hawaii is. The word Hawaii itself is a cleansing process. So when I am anywhere and I check, I say, okay, before I go into the room, what is it that I need to clear, which I don't know? I have no idea what's going on. So what is it? So, if I hear a cleaning process, which is called Hawaii, as I apply it, it will get a data that I am not even aware of and take me back to zero. Only at zero. And something that you need to realize is the mind can only serve two masters, one at a time. It will either serve whatever this is going on in your mind, or it will serve inspiration. This other stuff is called memory. This was getting even more fascinating. From there, Dr. Hulin went even deeper. Divine intelligence is where all of this inspiration comes from, and it's in you. It's not out there anywhere. You don't have to go over there. You don't have to go over there. You don't have to seek anybody out. It's already in you. The next level here is called the superconscious. That's simple enough. Over here, the Hawaiians call this the Aumakua. A right here means across all time and space. And Makua means Holy Spirit or a God, which means that there is a part of you that is timeless, and there's a part of you that has no bounds. That part of you knows exactly what is going on. Then you have the conscious mind. Hawaiians call it Yuhani. Then you have the subconscious. The Hawaiians call it Yunihipili. So, one of the most important things to be aware is to question, who am I? So, what we are saying, what I am sharing with you, is that your identity consists of these elements of mind. Now, it is important for you to know that this mind is empty. So, this mind is zero. So, who are you? You are a divine being. That's zero. So, why would you want to be zero? When you are zero, everything is available. Everything. So now, that means that you are created in the image of the divine. I'm going to be clear about this because I hear certain things, but I want you to be